I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, December 8th. A public hearing will be held tonight regarding next year's Quincy property taxes. The City Council will hold that hearing at 7 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. The administration will also make a recommendation about next year's tax rates for residential and commercial property. Mayor Thomas Koch has said there will be a modest tax increase next year to cover the $20 million payment on the $475 million pension bond that was approved by the City Council in 2021. Koch says next year is the peak year for the bond repayment and says payments will be going down after next year. Overall, Koch says the city will save millions of dollars by locking in the pension bond at a low interest rate. This past year, residential taxes increased on average by $320 on a home valued at $630,000, bringing the average annual residential tax bill in Quincy to about $7,600. The Quincy City Council will discuss a proposal for a performing arts center and perhaps an Adams Presidential Center combined tonight. The mayor is requesting that the City Council approve the next step in the process of creating that new center by authorizing a construction manager. No location has been selected and no funding has been approved for the new center. However, the mayor has said it will be in Quincy Center. The request from the mayor would authorize the hiring of a construction manager for the new center and the installation of all the utilities that would be needed for that new center. Quincy officials want to make sure that students are safe when getting onto and off of school buses. Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve a school bus detection monitoring system to ensure that motorists are stopping for the loading and unloading of students on school buses as required by state law. Koch is seeking approval of hiring a private vendor to install the system on all school buses used by the city. The proposal would also need school committee approval. Two Quincy Asian restaurants have been named to the New York Times list of the 25 best restaurants in the Boston area, Le Madeleine and Ming Seafood, both on Hancock Street in North Quincy, both made the cut. Ming made the list for the second consecutive year. Well, the Brian Walsh murder trial continued on Friday with a state police investigator on the stand who looked at Walsh's iPhone and text messages about his dead wife, Anna. Prosecutors showed the jury texts they say Walsh sent to his wife after he had dismembered her body. The defense countered with messages from around Christmas that appeared to show a happy couple that was planning for the future. Testimony started Friday with Trooper Connor Keefe reading a series of text messages between Brian and Anna. Keefe then testified about texts Brian Walsh sent to his wife's phone after her death. He had originally told police that she left for D.C. on New Year's Day for a work emergency. During cross-examination, the defense argued that phone data and online searches were not presented in context with the full scope of communication between the couple. 50-year-old Brian Walsh has pleaded guilty to charges of misleading police and improperly disposing of a body, but denies that he killed his wife. The defense argues he panicked when he found her dead in bed after a New Year's Eve party. The prosecution's case has focused on gruesome online searches Walsh allegedly made around the time of her death, including 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. Anna Walsh's body has never been found. Court ended about 1 o'clock on Friday. The judge told the jury they likely have 2 weeks left of evidence to hear. Two-thirds of parents support the proposed bell-to-bell cell phone ban in public schools, but a significant number say they want a clear way to contact their children during the school day, according to a new Massachusetts poll released last week by Mass Inc. on behalf of the Education Trust. 66% of parents with children in grades 6 through 12 said they support legislation that would prohibit students from having personal electronic devices, including cell phones, in their possession for the entire school day. That support includes 40% who said they strongly support the measure. Meantime, 63% of those parents said they want to know how they could contact their child during the school day under such a ban. 49% said they would want a detailed explanation of the policy, including any exceptions. The poll surveyed over 1,300 K-12 parents, including 890 parents with children in grades 6-12. Given that 88% of those older students reportedly have a cell phone or a smart watch, the issue appears relevant to most families. Mass Inc. also conducted a focus group back in September with parents of middle and high school students. Participants expressed broad support for limiting distractions in classrooms while also raising concerns about safety and communication in emergency situations. Many parents said their children rely on phones for transportation coordination, mental health support, or in rare instances of bullying. The poll and parental feedback come as the legislature considers a statewide ban. In July, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a bell-to-bell ban that would require all public school districts to restrict personal electronic devices during the school day, starting with the next school year. Supporters say the measure would reduce distractions, improve academic performance, foster mental health, reduce cyberbullying, and encourage social interaction in classrooms. The legislation includes exceptions for students with medical needs or individualized education plans and requires schools to provide a method for parents to contact children during the day. The bill awaits action in the House, where leadership had hesitated to take a stance until recently. House Budget Chairman Aaron Miklowitz indicated last month that the chamber is considering taking up the Senate measure. Even with strong support among parents and legislators, the new poll highlights that many families want clear guidance on how to communicate with children during school hours. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 104 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 72, and the S&P added 13. Shares are mixed in Europe and in Asia, as investors were treading cautiously today ahead of an interest rate decision this week by the Federal Reserve. The dollar rose. The euro is up. Oil at $60 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Raptors 121-113. They'll be in Milwaukee Thursday night at 8 against the Bucks. The Bruins will take on the Blues in St. Louis tomorrow night at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy, windy, and cold. High of only 26. For tonight, clear and frigid, a low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high 30 degrees. Some showers around on Wednesday, the high of 43. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 37. For the boater, waves 2 feet, winds northwest at 20 to 25, gusting to 30, and then decreasing throughout the day. High tide, 1:35 p.m. Sunrise, 7 a.m., sets at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, December 8th.